Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Wine Time, where clothes are temporary and Final Fantasy is forever. My name is Nikki, and I'm joined by the ever so lovely Natalie, aka our beloved Queen Mog. May her glorious name live forever. Welcome back, Nat.
Hello.
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 It has That's been... my impression of the Queen.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, it's been a good, like, 4 or 5 months since our last Wine Time.
It's been crazy too long. Like, I'm looking, I have the Patreon page open in front of me, and the podcast have 35 episodes, and Wine Time has 4.
Yeah, and we're like, yep, 4 of them. Why?
4 that you know of. That's the thing. We have episodes that Alex has not aired because they aren't that bad.
No, I remember the very first one we did, and he's like, yeah, we're not using this.
Aw, so sad. Give me a purpose. Give me a purpose in this whole thing.
Please. But people have been demanding Wine Time.
So I hear.
So thank you for asking us to come back. Feels good, man.
You're giving me hope.
Gives us purpose in life.
You give me a purpose in all this KubaCon
shenanigans.
That's not what I was going to say.
Yeah. Hey, go with it. Actually, Amy was kept asking about Wine Time. She even gave us, like, little bottles of wine at Palm Exit.
She wanted us to do a live episode on
stage.
And
I'm just kind of like, no, I can't.
Sorry. It would have been fun.
I get nervous.
But I think there was too much to...
Too much going on. But I was hoping to save it for this Wine Time, but I already drank it. No regrets.
I drank it, like, the night after.
Hashtag no regrets.
None whatsoever.
Oh, yes.
No regrets to give.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so let's start off by the traditional, what are you drinking?
Oh, yes. Okay. So first, I am drinking a rosé from, it's something, like it's a brand called Prophecy. And if you think I bought it just because of a beautiful label of this pretty girl, you're dang right I did. And
okay, thank God I'm not the only one.
Oh man, I'm very much into the aesthetics on the label. Yeah, like it needs to be pretty.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not the only one. Okay, I totally buy a bottle judging by its label. Or like if it's like a funky looking bottle, I'm like, yeah, I'll try it. You put effort into your bottle, so I'll put effort into drinking it.
Dang straight.
Even if it's really bad wine.
I'm going to send you a picture of it later and you'll be awed by its beauty.
Okay.
But how about you, ma'am?
I am drinking my number one wine, which is called Fresita. And it is it's not really a rosé, I guess. I don't know. It's just a sparkling wine. But it's made with like strawberries. Ooh. And it literally has like strawberry bits in the bottle.
Oh,
so
really?
It's really delicious. I think you had it when you were here.
I can't really remember. I think I did. And then I was like, what is... Oh, that's the strawberry you were telling me about.
The magical, magical wine.
Like, no, at first I thought it was like some backwash stuff. But like, no, it was the strawberry.
I don't drink from the bottle, Nikki. Jesus, give me a bit of credit.
We're all classy here.
Oh my God.
Oh dear, it's going
I
downhill.
Know I have two kids and I'm married to Alex, but Jesus, give me a bit of credit.
But good God, Nikki.
Savage.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh God, okay.
But yeah, like with everything that's been going on with Pomex, like I think it's turned out to be a huge success.
Oh my God, wasn't it ever?
I felt it was definitely like a whirlwind of a time. Like I barely had a chance to talk to like everybody.
No, the day flew by. It absolutely flew by. Mm-hmm. Like I looked at my watch, like I looked at my phone and it was like 12 o'clock and I was like, what? Where did the morning go?
I know, right?
What happened?
And the
registration was a breeze.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the nice thing about it is that we've done like 9 others like it, so we kind of know what we're doing. So yeah. we just kind of
the more we do, the better we get at it. Because especially with the UK, we tend to always have the same staff. So they've all done like 3 or 4 events each now if not whatever, and they know the routine, they know their place, they know what's happening, which is really nice. It's nice to have the same people over and over again.
They know their place in society and we love them for it. So
no, it works out.
So if you can hear us, guys, thank you so much. You've been such a huge help and we love the crap out of you.
Every time they come in, they know what they're doing, and it makes Alex and Alan's life a breeze to know that they don't have to like re-explain it to everybody, retrain everyone, which is really nice for them.
Mm-hmm.
And for me in the end, really.
Pretty much. Oh, man, but otherwise went fantastic. The guests were freaking amazing.
It was really nice to have that many guests. It was rushy a little bit.
Yeah, I'll
because
be honest,
we're not used to having that many guests.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll admit, like, I could tell a lot of people were a little panicked about, like, getting to all of the guests, but it turned out okay. Everyone got to see who they wanted to see, as far as I know. I think it was, I was talking to Nikita, and she said that Adam, like, was such a sweetheart and took the time, like, after the closing ceremony sign stuff. He was such a sweetheart, so, like.
Yeah, like, I think after the closing ceremony, I can't recall exactly, but I think I seen Adam, Ray, and Allie were still out in the lobby still signing stuff.
Yeah, like.
And I was like, wow, that was really nice of them to stay back.
Yeah,
to,
go in
to
that
stay
extra
those
mile.
Extra couple minutes.
Yeah, it definitely meant a lot. But speaking of that closing ceremony. Oh,
don't even go there.
Oh, man, I'm going there, honey. I am going there. Oh, my gosh. As soon as you walked on that stage, I started bawling. Oh, my God.
You started bawling.
I've
never shaked so much in my life.
Oh, man, you were a confident
never.
Woman. Work
no,
it.
No, I was not.
You were.
I was...
Go ahead.
I was like, oh, my God, it's coming. Like, this was all, like, pre-planned, obviously. Alan... Me and Alan had been chatting for a little while, and he was like, oh, do you want to say something? And I was like, I probably should, since it's the 10th one, and I never said anything before.
Oh, no, but really glad you did it.
It felt
man.
Nice to,
it hits at the core.
To be able to say my bit, definitely.
God. Yeah, but I actually took, like, a video of you, so...
Did you?
I haven't looked at it yet because I know I'm going to start crying again. So
I haven't even seen, I think I seen one video. I think actually Alan kept recording on my phone.
Yep. So,
but I didn't get to see it. I didn't ever watch it yet.
So there's a perspective from, like, looking at Alex's perspective, and oh my gosh, his face when he saw you, oh, that made my heart break. It was so sweet. But
like, I haven't cried that much. I think I cried more here than I did at my wedding day.
Oh,
or
really?
Any other day.
No way.
Like, I've never spoken to that many people. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not my comfort zone at all.
Yeah, well.
Like, I could feel my knees shaking, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to just, like, collapse on stage.
No, but you made a huge difference. It really came from the heart, and it made my heart so happy to see you, like.
You know,
like,
what's sad,
tell them
too?
How you feel.
I had, like, a whole speech written in a book.
Mm-hmm.
I work night shifts every now and then, and on night shifts, my mind just, like, wanders away because you're so tired and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I had written this whole post, or this whole, like, speech that I was going to say, and I didn't follow it whatsoever. I practiced it, like, many a times. I was, like, rereading it on the flight and everything, and I just, like, when it came to it, I just, like, winged it, and I was like, crap.
No, but that's the great thing about speeches is that, like, you can prepare for it, but, like, the greatest speeches, you don't really prepare for it. You just go ahead and do it.
Well, I'm glad it went down well.
Same. It's great.
I ugly cried like a mother hugger.
Girl,
oh,
we all ugly cried up the yin yang, so don't.
Like, somebody came up to me. Like, everybody's coming up to me after, and they're like, oh my God, you made me cry. I was like, I'm sorry.
Let's start crying again.
And then the whole thing about our girls and stuff, and I was blubbering like a baby.
Like, yeah, when he was talking about, like, the, what was it?
The bikes.
What was it, Gwen with the bike?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
No, it definitely, it takes, a huge toll out of him for sure to be missing out. Like, I get 4 days off a week. Like, I work 4 on, 4 off.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad to do things out with the girls because I'm like, oh, should we go do this today? And I'm like, oh, well, Alex can't really leave work, so I'll save it for another day. I'll save it for when he can come with us. And then, you know, you just work so hard day in, day out. And I feel bad for him in a way, but he does achieve a lot by working this hard. He achieves things that people will never achieve in a lifetime. Like, he does great mm-hmm. things for it. I just wish, like, I don't know. It's hard. I mean, as long as he's happy doing what he's doing, making mm-hmm. other people happy, and he gets the respect that he deserves from it and the thanks that he gets, which mm-hmm. he does, because everybody's super thankful for what he does, for sure, for definite. Mm-hmm. So as long as he gets that and he's making happy, and he is spending, since he's been home, he's been spending a lot of time with the girls. Oh, a lot of time.
God.
Which makes me happy and makes them very happy too. Mm-hmm. They're trotting around the house in their Coupe-Con gear with their little toddler t-shirts and their Moogle headbands and their light-up bracelets. Gwen's there with her little folder full of Tri-Palm cards and aww. Trading them with Riel. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's at least it's something that they're very involved in, and I hope to one day be able to bring them along with us.
Oh, I'm sure they would have a huge blast.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Gwen's replaying 15 again.
Yeah, I saw that. You should read that this morning.
It. Yeah, I sent it to you. I was like, what a, like, she loves it to bits. I can't get over it.
Hey, that's a good thing, though. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, yeah, so they ended up getting those Moogle headbands as well. Mm-hmm. Like, well, word on the street says that you guys ordered more of them for future events.
Indeed, we did. I hope you heard the sound of my glass refilling then.
Oh, bless. That means I should.
I don't know if you did.
Like, this whole time refill. I was, like, listening to what you're saying, and I haven't been drinking at all. Like, I need
refill.
To...
refill.
Yes.
Drink up. Hydrate yourself.
Well, actually, okay. Never mind. Hydrate.
Hydrate.
By dehydrating. By drinking wine. Hydrate. No, wine actually dehydrates you.
It's fine. Okay. Don't say that out loud.
I'm sorry.
Anyways. now you made me lose my train of thought. What were we talking about?
We were talking about headbands. The wristbands and the headbands. Like, we're going to be having
headbands.
Them.
Headbands were incredible at the evening event.
Oh, just oh seeing, like, God, the sea so of cool. head, like, sea of palms. It was beautiful.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Especially with the Scatman bit.
Oh, it was so, yeah, exactly. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it so much. It went so down. Like, Alex has been working on that for months and months, and he's been talking to this company, and he was like, no, that's not right. This is not right. Do it like this. And it went on forever, and I'm so glad they turned out. Mm-hmm. He was so pleased with them.
So will we be seeing more of these Moogle headbands in the future then?
We have ordered more.
Okay.
And whether they make it in time for Port Palm, we don't know.
Mm.
They're in the talks right now, so I don't know what the timeline is. I don't know. I don't know how accessible it is for them to make it. It yeah. comes from China, so I'm not yeah. sure really what it is. But I'm sure you'll be kept up to date with that, because it was such a hit that people really liked
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But hype is slowly starting to grow for Port Palm. I think it looks like the loop has been released for today.
It is
looking fantastic. I've seen so many like good comments about the t-shirts. I am so excited for the t-shirts.
Oh my god, when he showed me that t-shirt, I was like, oh my god, that's hilarious.
And I'm like, do it.
He's like, do you think that will be okay? Do you think people will like that? And I was like, yes. This is brilliant.
I'll take three, please.
Exactly.
I think it was like a bunch of our UK friends that were going like, hey, can you bring those back for us?
And I'm like, exactly.
I want some for myself.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely getting one. But yeah, they went down. They went down really well. Mm-hmm. The loot is your generic loot pack. It got your three tiers.
Loot shenanigans, yes.
Your loot shank, loot fang. Loot fang? I made that a thing.
Well, dear.
So Port Palm should be fine. It's coming up in about, what, seven weeks?
Yeah, seven weeks. Well, less than 7 weeks. Crazy. It is coming up really quick. And
You got your flight in?
Oh, yeah, definitely got my flight in. I actually just booked my room just last night. So, it was the cheapest one I took. I'm like, I'll just take it.
No,
so when are you coming in?
That is a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Alex. I have it booked. It is booked.
Call for husbando.
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 Where are you? I think it's the... It's gonna be the 15th because the event's on the 16th, isn't it?
Yeah,
coming on the Thursday.
The event is on, yeah, on the 16th. So you coming in on Friday?
So I think I come in on Thursday.
Okay, good.
And then I leave on like Monday because I think we made it, or maybe I can't remember. I don't know. But it doesn't matter when I come in. It just only matters when Alex comes in. As long as I get there somewhere or another,
all will be well.
Good.
But what about you? When do you get in?
I get in on Thursday, probably around noon, probably 1-ish or so.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm really excited to come back to Vancouver because
because so pretty.
It's absolutely beautiful. Like the events are usually in Vancouver is usually a little smaller, so it's a lot more intimate. Like I get to actually talk to the attendees more.
Exactly. And
I mean, like PalmX was amazing, but it was so many people and so much to do. So it's nice to kind of have like that break and actually just enjoy the event and enjoy the people that are there.
You get a bit more time to walk around and chit chat, whatever.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, should be fun.
Yeah. After that,
What's after that?
There's obviously Free Palm, but we will get into that another time because there's so much hype there already. I think we're going to save the information for that for another time to add mystery.
We're definitely going to try and make more wine times because we've gotten quite a few comments saying they want more wine times.
So we shall do so.
Don't mind having a drink. And
I was going to say
ranting with Nikki.
Yes, it's always a good time when I'm drinking with you. So
that was fun.
I love it.
Fun.
But what we can talk about. How about the launch parties? They're coming up pretty quick.
Launch parties. Yay. Oh my God. I'm so looking forward to these.
Yes.
Crazy. It's going to be a crazy trip.
Yeah, because when is it exactly? It's
February and March.
Yeah, like very end of February and then going into March. It's like less than like 2 days like outside of each other.
It's literally like a weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Like it will be like on the, it's going to be so crazy. It's literally like, I think Alex was talking to me earlier about the flight that we were going to take and I can't really remember what he said, mainly because I'm drinking wine. But I think it was like either like fly out on Saturday to Toronto and then spend Sunday there. And then go to London on like either the Sunday or the Monday. I can't remember. Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then the event in London, if I'm correct, I think it's on a Tuesday, but I can't remember.
I'm sorry. You're just mumbling at this point and I just can't understand. So they're coming soon. Check your listings at the KupoCon website.
Check the listings. Don't trust me. I'm intoxicated. Don't trust me. Don't believe anything we say.
I trust you. I just can't hear what you're saying. There's a difference.
That's fine. But, that was the whole point.
But yeah. Oh, so you are planning to go to both?
Oh, heck yeah.
That'll be good. It'll be a heck of a weekend, but it'll be good.
I'm going to definitely get the time off of work and be like, bitch, gotta go.
Yeah, I got shit to do, people to see.
I don't know if I can say bitch, but okay.
Yeah.
That should be so good, fun.
True dat.
Much anticipated.
But
remake.
There are a bunch of new things coming about, as I can plainly tell, because first off, I do notice, in case some of you guys haven't noticed, there's actually a Project Pain that's been added
what
to the Discord.
What is Project Pain?
Can you tell me? Okay. Because I have
this
no idea. Because
me ranting right now. I don't know what it is either. And Alex is like, you of everyone should know. And I was like, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
I don't know.
First thing that comes
to
my mind is...
Can't you use your wildly ways to seduce him and ask...
Well, I can, but I don't know if it's patron appropriate.
Do it! Do it, man! We all want to know the answer.
Okay, I'll let you know as soon as I find out. The first thing that came to my mind was 10-2.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But I don't know what it means. He keeps saying that I should know out of everyone. I'm like, what does that mean?
Oh, man. I don't know. What other games have you played? What was the first one you played?
First game I ever played was 13.
13, okay.
And as far as I can remember, there's nothing in it. Like I said, like I told them, we were sat on the couch, and I was like, the first thing that comes to my mind is 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, yeah? And I was like, Yeah.
I legit don't know. Like,
I had no idea. Because I didn't even play 10-2. Like, I played, like, the first half hour of 10-2, and I was like, I don't really like it. Like, I just dropped it. I didn't give it enough of a try.
I was going to say, I like the gameplay. I just don't like the story.
Did you play all of it? Did you finish it?
Oh, yeah. I definitely finished it. Like, I just didn't like the story itself. The gameplay was hella fun, though. Like, with the dress spheres and everything. I was very much into the aesthetics of... Yes.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll talk more after this and you can tell me what you think it is.
Okay.
And leave in the comments what you think it is, the patrons, because I have no idea and I'm really interested to know.
And I know Jack.
I have ways of telling him, of getting him to tell me, but it might be inappropriate.
Give us an update later, okay?
I'll let you know. Let you know how it goes.
Okay. But, okay, so a couple more things before we do anything else. Word on the street says that Generation 4 Tripom has begun its production. Yes, it'll be a good time. New artists and patrons will be starting to get them. They'll be getting them in around January. So, so definitely sign up for that Patreon shenanigans, and you can get your very own Gen 4 tripod.
I know who they are.
What? Who is it? Tell me.
I can't tell.
Can you give us a hint?
I'm sworn by secrecy.
Give us a hint.
If I tell you, I'll have to kill you.
Do you need me to use my wily ways?
Whoa. Towards me or Alex? That's the question.
Yes.
Oh, man. You can tell I've had too much now.
Oh, dear. Okay. Otherwise, okay. So, moving on.
More Patreon things. So, let's tell them about the other Patreon thing. Wait. Yes. This was posted in Patreon. But do you know? Did you see it? Do you see what I see?
Hint. It was posted today or yesterday. Hint. If you got it yesterday, I don't know.
It was posted October 2nd at 4:18 p.m.
Yes.
Because I have it on my screen right now.
Yes. You gotta look real hard for it. But, like, if you guys are really lazy to look for it, Jack actually commented the answer.
Yeah. You can say it. You can say it.
Oh, yay. Okay, cool. It's a Black Chocobo. Woo. Woo.
Black Chocobo promo card.
Bless. Very excited. Ab. So it will be coming to Patreons in December. So that should be good.
Indeed it will.
Yes.
That should be fun. I like that. I like the idea of a Black Checkable promo card. I think that's cool.
I do have one question. I do have one question, though. Is it just a regular Black Chocobo or is it a fat Black Chocobo? Because if it was a black fat Chocobo, I'd be all over that. Oof.
But if it's a normal, slim-looking chocobo, you wouldn't?
I mean, I would. I don't discriminate,
but I just
prefer the plump ones. Are you sexualizing
a chocobo?
I just prefer...
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I need help.
This has gone too far. I wonder, though, like, it just says Black Chocobo, so I wonder if it's... Because it's a promo card, so I wonder if it's going to be, like, a Moogle riding a Black Chocobo.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Like,
because
the Black Chocobo is like a... Is like a post-chocobo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't he usually do, like, the post and stuff?
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's going to be, like, a Moogle riding a Black Chocobo.
That's a good idea, though.
Mind blown. We've gone over 20 minutes now. Oh. Alex is going to be so sassy.
Well, I mean, he can sass
be
by himself.
Sassy mofo.
We can keep drinking our wine and just enjoy it. But anyway, we really should close it for today. But
we should wrap it up. I had fun, Nikki. This is
fun.
We should do it more often.
Please. I'd love to. Every other week. Preferably every day.
Not next week, I'm busy.
No. Preferably every day, but my work schedule requires me to get up at like 6 a.m. in the morning, and I'm not feeling that.
Welcome to my life with
welcome
two toddlers that apparently
Queen Mom.
Wake up time is 5:30 now. Ugh. And I was like, excuse me, are you a human?
You should throw like bananas in their room and just say, here, have some food, I'm sleeping.
You monkeys.
Yeah, monkey.
Have some bananas.
Yes.
But, oh, my God.
Okay, we really do need to stop. We have a problem, and we need to stop it right now. We need to cut it off right now.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem.
Are you suggesting that I have the problem? Excuse me.
That's not what I said. It's time to go now.
Okay, time to go. Well, we'll probably continue this after this. So in the meantime, I think this concludes our fifth episode of Wine Time.
Oh, that was like a really bad school project. For my conclusion.
Where clothes are temporary and KupoCon is forever. All right, bye,
just
guys.
Okay. Let's end it there. Thank you for all your Patreon support. We appreciate it. And yeah. I apologize for this episode.
I don't. I have no regrets.
Me neither.
Oh,
it was fun.
It was good.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you, girl. Okay. Oh, you were saying that to the patrons. Okay, I love you, patrons.
No, it was
fine.
To you. Okay.
Okay.
Awkward.
Okay.
Bye. Love you.